Thank you for standing by, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Eternit S.A. conference call for the first quarter 2017 earnings results. With us today, we have Mr. Luis Augusto Barcelos Barbosa, Eternit CEO, and Mr. Rodrigo Luz, the Chief Financial and Investor Relations Officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded, and all participants will be in listen-only mode. Ensuing this, there will be a question-and-answer session when further instructions will be given for you to participate. Should you require the assistance of an operator during the call, please press star zero. This conference call is being broadcast live on the Eternit site, www.eternit.com.br/ri, where the slide presentation and the earnings release are also available. I would like to clarify that any forward-looking statements made during this call regarding business projections or operating and financial goals are based on the company's management and on information currently available to the company. These forward-looking statements are no guarantee of success, and they depend on the general economic conditions of the country and may differ from those expressed in the statements. I would now like to give the floor to Mr. Rodrigo Luz. You may proceed, sir.
A good morning to all of you, and thank you very much for your participation at our conference call to release results for the first quarter 2017. In the presentation on slide number three, we would like to begin and as the main highlights for the period. We still have a significant impact that refers to the macroeconomic situation. For example, in the ABRAMAT, which is the sector for construction materials, there has been a retraction of 6.3% compared to the same period in 2016, once again due to the uncertainties in the political environment, the growing unemployment rate, the lack of credit lines, and when the credit lines exist, the costs tend not to be very attractive, and this will lead to the high indebtedness of families. These are the main factors that have impacted the construction material segment and consequently the company. The company had a better performance than the construction sector in general. We're using the same calculation base used by ABRAMAT, the invoicing based on the general prices. We did have a depreciation of the exchange rate as well, and this had an impact on the revenues coming from the export of Chrysotile mineral. We had a reduction in sales volume of 26.5% in Chrysotile mineral, and because of this, the performance of the company was somewhat better than that of the construction sector. We also observed significant retractions in the three segments in which we are active. We're going to speak about sales volume in a more detailed way in a specific slide for Chrysotile, for fiber cement, and for concrete tiles. Through an overview that applies to the three segments, the store owners, especially where the company is active, mainly with fiber cement and concrete tiles, have worked with a minimum inventory, and this minimum inventory naturally has led to a lower sales volume. In periods when the economy was more favorable, they were working with better inventory levels. The inventories remained in the industry. This applies to all the industries in the sector, and store owners are working with a minimum inventory. We go into consolidated net revenue for the period. We had $167 million, a decline of 26.7%, much lower when compared to the first quarter of 2016. And once again, this reflects the reduction in sales volumes in the three segments in which we act. This is also due to the foreign exchange variation. As I mentioned previously, we had an average depreciation of 20% and a retraction in the dollar price for exports of chrysotile to be able to compete with the Asian market more specifically. Because of this, the consolidated net revenue was 26.7% lower. Consequently, adjusted EBITDA decreased 49.5%, reaching $19.3 million for the first quarter, reflecting net revenue of an operation that is in line with market demands. This means that we were forced to make some adjustments and conciliate our operation according to the inventory levels. With a view towards having an improvement in EBITDA, the company reduced its structural expenses. We had a reduction of approximately 17% in the first quarter. So on the one hand, we have three aspects that have decreased our EBITDA level, and on the other hand, the company is making adjustments in its structure so that once we resume our volumes, we will be able to become ever more competitive. Net debt for the first quarter was reduced by 15%, reaching $99.6 million. This has been the company focus for the last four or five quarters, despite the fact that we do not have a positive result, but we have acted upon free cash flow to be able to reduce the company's indebtedness. And as a last point in slide number three, for those who are accompanying us through the web, we had the restructuring of the executive board on the 19th. The board of management elected a new CEO for the Ethnic Group, which is Mr. Luis Augusto Barcelos Barbosa. To speak about the operational performance and the sales of chrysotil mineral on slide number five, in total sales, we had a retraction of 26.4%. It reached 38.5 thousand tons in the first quarter. And despite the retraction in the domestic market of 48% due to a reduction of the fiber in the industrial process, and on the other hand, we had a growth of 10% in the export market, thus partially recovering the volume lost in the previous quarter. All of this for the quarter represented sales of 38.5 thousand tons. In slide number six, for fiber cement sales, we had a retraction of 15.6%. In the first quarter, we reached 166.9 thousand tons for fiber cement. And basically, this retraction is associated to what is happening in the segment, an increase in unemployment, a lower income distribution, and credit restrictions, a credit crunch. And the limitation of use of construction material for renovation and for new construction in general. The aspects that I have just mentioned also apply to concrete tiles, where we had a retraction of 39.6%. The volumes attained in the first quarter were 4.9 million pieces. I would like to highlight that in February of this year, we restructured this business, and this led to the closing of four industrial plants where we are now only producing these concrete tiles at the Atibaya unit, as this seems to be the more stable market, enabling us to have an interesting production volume. Consequently, as this is a more automated plant, we have greater competitiveness. In the concrete tile segments, we do have a difference compared with the fiber cement segment. The focus of this segment is the high income and the average income consumers. In moments of economic adversity, the second or third homes, the beach homes or the summer homes, the renovation comes to a standstill. And that is why the performance in this segment tends to be stronger than that of fiber cement. In slide number 9, for those who are accompanying us through the web, the consolidated net revenue for the first quarter 17 reached 167.7 million reais, basically a retraction in our two markets, 26% in the domestic market and 29.9% in the export market. As mentioned before, the export market has a direct impact in consolidated net revenue. This was partially offset by the price increases that we implemented during the first quarter, especially in concrete tiles and fiber cement. When we analyzed the domestic market, we made 27.8 million as net revenue, although there was 10% more exports in Chrysotile, we had a retraction of the price in dollars, once again, to be able to increase our competitiveness among other mining companies and guarantee a minimum volume of exports to our customers. That is why we have that retraction of 29.9% and a decrease in the average price during this period of approximately 20%. These are the main factors that we have to face and the levels of these. In slide number 10, we speak about the breakdown of our costs. For those who have been following up on us quite frequently, this breakdown remains practically unchanged as our main items. We have raw material, workforce, and in concrete tiles. Once again, everything is very similar to fiber cement. As mentioned in the first slide, in the first quarter, we were operating very much in accordance to the market demand. And this has led to a reduction in our working capital. When we compare the last quarter of 2016 with the first quarter of the year 2017, we already observe an increase in the operating margin of approximately 3%. Despite the volume retractions and a lower level of consolidated net revenue, with this model of an optimized operation, we were able to recover 3 percentage points in our net revenue compared to the previous quarter. In adjusted EBITDA on slide number 11, despite a lower sales volume and consequently a more adequate use of our installed capacity, but not an ideal one, we had an adjusted EBITDA margin of 11% in the first quarter of 2017. Because of this, adjusted EBITDA ended up being $19.3 million. When we compare this with the first quarter of 2016, there is a retraction of 49%, but when compared to the fourth quarter of 2016, we also show a significant improvement in EBITDA. In the fourth quarter 2016, the EBITDA reported was 13 million reais, and the one we are reporting now is 19 million reais. Despite the macroeconomic challenges and the complex economy and the complexity of the sector in which we work, we have put into practice new structural cost-cutting programs to minimize the impacts that appear in our operating performance. And because of this, we attained an EBITDA of 19 million, practically 10 million more compared to the last semester. In slide number 12, a reconciliation of adjusted EBITDA with the bottom line. As a highlight here, what I would like to mention, we have two. The equity pickup that comes from the development that we have in the state of Ceará for the production of Chinaware. You will see that in the first quarter we have a better result compared to the previous year. Even with the challenges that we have in terms of demand, and this relates a great deal to the fiber cement segment, we have a reduction in mix. The only products that are selling are those that have a lower added value, but industrially we have a significant improvement, enhancement with stability. And despite having a negative result, we do have a better result. We also have the net financial income of 5.7 to 4.6, once again resulting from the result of indebtedness. Thanks to this, the company ended the first quarter with 3 million reais as net income with a negative margin of 2 percentage points. When we compare on slide 13 this to the first quarter of 16, the result was 8.3, but we had two events that positively contributed to these results. We had the sale of land and fiscal incentives that added up to 5 million reais with an impact on the bottom line for the first quarter of 16 in terms of net income. Now, when we carry out the same comparison with the fourth quarter of 2016, we have a significant improvement because in the fourth quarter 16, the net income was of 26 million practically. These are the main highlights for net income presented on slide 13. On slide number 14, I would like to refer to our indebtedness. We ended the year with a net debt of 99 million reais for this quarter. The two reasons for this reduction, first of all, the exchange variation. That had an impact on our indebtedness level. And the second reason refers to the amortizations of the normal flow that the company has as its net cash flow. Because of this, we ended the first quarter with a debt of 99 million, representing 1.6 of adjusted EBITDA. 40% of that debt is pegged to the foreign exchange, and as a policy, we have that natural hedge policy. This is a control for accounts receivable in foreign currency as well as payables in foreign currency. Any fluctuation in terms of foreign exchange allows the consolidated results for the group not to be impacted. In 2017, therefore, we will have an amortization of 53 million as a forecast, and 53 million of this are linked to accounts receivable due to exports. Only 13% of this amount will be used for cash generation, once again based on the assumption that we will have these accounts receivable. On slide number 15, we speak about our capital expenditures. The company has maintained a minimum capex for maintenance of its production plant. And for the first quarter, the capex was 1 million reais. In slide number 17, I would like to refer to our shareholding structure and the main changes that we have had in our board after the General Assembly held in the month of April. We have a very strong presence of individual investors as shareholders, 18% for foreign investors, free float. According to the new market rules, it is a free float of approximately 86%. It is a high float. And as our main shareholders, those that have a stock of greater than 5%, Mr. Victor Adler and other controlling companies with 11.39%, and 8% for our other holders. These are the main shareholders. And they are part of the management board, or they nominate their representatives. At the last ordinary assembly, because of the renunciation of Mr. Luis Trevin in September of last year, we had François Amoreau elected to occupy the seventh position. So we have seven people in the Board of Management, and for the chairperson, Mr. Marcelo Gasparino da Silva was elected for a mandate until the next ordinary assembly. There were no changes in the other members compared to the last presentation, and they will remain as counselors in the Board of Management. We have a new person in our financial board. This is a non-permanent group. We had the election of Paulo Henrique Funchal as coordinator of the Board of Auditors, Pedro Paulo, who was already part of this board, and Aloiso Ferreira de Souza, who has now joined and is part of the Board of Auditors of the company until the next assembly. In slide number 19, for those who are following up on this through the web, in terms of our management and audit board. I have already made the comments in the previous slide, and as mentioned in the highlights, as the new CEO of Etenit, we have Mr. Luis Augusto Barcelos Barbosa, who is here with us at this conference call, and further on, he will make some remarks for those who are listening to us. In slide number 20, during the last quarter, we had a public civil action that was filed in Rio de Janeiro. This public interest civil action had already been announced to the market through communiques or through other means. What we saw in March was the official notification that is very similar to the public interest civil action filed in Sao Paulo. Once again, there is the request of indemnization for moral damages amounting to $1 billion. In the civil action in Sao Paulo, this amount of $1 billion dropped to 100 million reais, and this decision was altered in the second instance, and the 100 million reais nowadays represent zero indemnifications for collective damages. Now, this civil action in Rio de Janeiro also amounted to 1 billion reais. In the first instance, the request is of 30 million. We are resorting to the legal measures enabling us to have a success similar to the civil action in Sao Paulo so that these indemnifications end up being reduced to zero. We have the same attorneys working both in Sao Paulo as well as in this public interest civil action in Rio de Janeiro. To conclude, on slide number 21, you have the contacts for the IR department. Once again, we're at your entire disposal should you have any doubts or if anything has not been very clear in the presentation. We are now at your entire disposal for questions and answers. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now go on to the question and answer session. If you want to pose a question, please press star 1. If you wish to remove your question from the queue, press star 2. Our first question is from the webcast. Mr. Joaquin Julio, good morning. Is there any expectation in the long-term horizon? What is the forecast? Yes, and thank you for participating, and thank you for your question. When it comes to the long-term, we have seasonality, and we have a second semester with a lower demand. Historically, this has always been the case. When we speak about the long term, what we have initially is a positive view of the economic aspects with a reduction in the inflation rate and the basic interest rate. And very gradually, although slowly, this will begin to have an impact on the industry with a resumption of our respective capacity. All of this leads us to believe that in economic terms, we will have a positive contribution. When it comes to the company has focused its efforts so that in moments of adversity such as these, we can make the necessary adjustments. Once we see the resumption, the company will be ever more competitive to be able to face all of the other factors. The next question is also from the webcast, from Jefferson, an autonomous investor. Jefferson from Santa Catarina, in the case of other companies in the segment, if they begin working with raw material that substitutes chrysotil, which will be the vision of Eternit? Is there any plan underway regarding this, or does Eternit continue to work with chrysotil and will only change if the situation becomes more difficult legislatively in Brazil? Good morning, Jefferson. This is Luiz Augusto. I took on the position of CEO very recently. It is our understanding that the change to synthetic fibers to substitute chrysotile will be the decision of society at large, and we will not oppose that decision. We do have a plan to transform all of our tile production at Eternit into a conventional process that uses chrysotile fibers, and we will use propylene that will come from our Manaus plant. Regardless of the advance of the legislative position in the different states, we already have a plan to transform all of the plants. They will all go and begin using synthetic fibers. Very few states have forbidden consumption, and in those states, we're already producing our tiles with synthetic fiber. But regardless of the pace of advance of this, we do have a plan to alter all of the production at the plants in the long term. We do not publicly disseminate our plan, but we are negotiating this with the government. The next question is also from the webcast. Nadison Santana, an individual person. Good morning. I read in the release that there has been a restructuring of the board and that you're beginning to implement the FGA method. I wish you good luck. And when are you planning a recovery in the operating results of the company, and which are the main measures that you have adopted for this purpose? Nadison, thank you for your question and your participation. This is a natural process. Whenever a company goes through a restructuring process, the initial goal is to have a very consistent foundation to allow the company to have minimum profitability. And this is a movement that began in the company during the third quarter of 2016, and we have been working on this in a structured way so that this restructuring and others can also take place, as the policy of the company is not to disseminate this guidance. I will not be able to give you any more information regarding the periods and the financial impacts of this restructuring. We would like to remind you that should you wish to ask a question through audio, please press star 1. The next question is from the webcast from Cesar Augusto Ferreira Neto, an investor. There has been a reduction in the sale of Chrysotil in the domestic market of 48%, reflecting a decrease of its use in the industrial process. Can we perhaps understand that this raw material is being substituted or discontinued? Good morning, Cesar. This is Luis Augusto. Yes, that reduction in the sale of Chrysotil mineral is due to two reasons. One, the reduction of the use of Chrysotil on the part of companies. It is being substituted by PVA fibers, and the other because of the market demand. Both of these components together have led to this significant decrease in the demand for Chrysotil fibers in the domestic market. Now, to offset this decrease, we're increasing exports of this raw material to the countries where there continues to be a high demand, especially in East Europe and Asia. This is one of the strategies to improve the demand for Chrysotil. We're seeking new customers in new countries where we can allocate part of our production, and we will quickly come to realize that the Brazilian market will decrease the use of this raw material to extremely low levels. The next question from the webcast is from Humberto Franca, an attorney and a small investor at Eternit for the last 3 years. The managers and attorneys have a positive expectation regarding the conclusion of your civil actions in Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo. Is there a positive outlook? Good morning, Felix. Yes, the expectation that we have is highly positive, especially because of the events that have been taking place, especially in the state of Sao Paulo, where we went against a very high claim of R1 billion. This was reduced in the first instance to 100 million reais, and finally, there will be no payment. It is our position that there is no foundation whatsoever to pay this indemnification for collective pain, and we do have a positive forecast that these penalties will be either reduced or fully eliminated. We would like to remind you that should you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. The next question is from Jaci Junior. With the new restructuring of the company, will there be any changes in the dividend policy? Thank you. Jaci, thank you for your question. The dividend policy for the company, according to the bylaws, will remain unchanged. Evidently, with the restructuring and with possible projects that will be developed for the company, the company will require more resources. This means to say that the dividend payout will not be made at the same levels as in previous years, where the average payout was of 85 to 90%. However, the policy in the company's bylaws has not been changed, and we have a minimum mandatory dividend payout of 25%. Once again, if you wish to pose a question, please press star 1. The next question from Nadison Santana, still regarding the change of production and using synthetic material to substitute chrysotile. Would it indeed be able to fully substitute the use of chrysotile for the next semester, for example? This is Luis Augusto once again. The replacement of mineral fiber with a synthetic fiber encompasses several different factors. One, we need to be technically prepared at the roofing plants, and of course each plant will have a different need. We have plants where investments have already been made and where processes have already been developed. We also have plants where the investments have been made, but the processes are underway. And we have plants that where we still have not made investments. If we could change all of the plants in the next quarter, this would not be possible. Not all plants can be changed immediately. Another aspect is the availability in the production of synthetic fibers. We have two options. We can buy the synthetic fibers from outside suppliers, or we can produce them. And both of these possibilities are fully approved and developed by ETEDNIT. We have approved outside suppliers as well as the plant in Manaus with sufficient capacity to supply to us when the ETEDNIT plants are ready for this. We also have the availability to supply the domestic market and for exports. A third factor is where to allocate the production of our mineral fibers. I mentioned this in a previous question. We're developing new customers in new countries to fully absorb our production of mineral fiber. And these are three different aspects, and we're at different levels in each of them. The next question from Thiago de Amorim Silva. Good morning. And has ETEDNIT foreseen any loans or financing to face possible difficulties in working capital? Thiago, thank you for your question and for your participation. As I mentioned in our slide on indebtedness, we had a reduction in net debt to less than 100 million reais. What we hold as a policy, and we have attempted to conciliate this, is to have a free cash flow. And this means reducing our working capital levels and our cash levels. Now, because of the restructuring that the company is fostering, it is very possible that in the short term, we will take on some loans to be able to continue on with the restructuring. But in the medium and long run, with the free cash flow or cash generation, we will go back to the levels we have at present or even lower levels. As we have no more questions, I would like to give the floor to Mr. Rodrigo Luz for his final remarks, his closing remarks. We would like to thank all of you for your time for the discussion of our results and to dissipate your doubts on Eterniti. It is a pleasure to share this moment with investors and shareholders. This allows us a very rich interaction with our management. This conference call, because of the inclusion of Luis as the new CEO, merits that we give the floor to Luis Augusto so that he can make his closing remarks and leave you a message. Once again, I would like to thank you for your participation. I simply wanted to make some remarks on my vision of the company during this first month and what it is that we are planning to do to be able to recover the company profitability. It is a fact that the company has lost profitability because there has been a significant drop in the level of activities in the country and because of the drop in activity of the construction segment impacting the company business. Additionally, we have an unfavorable international scenario for the sale of Chrysotil mineral. The price has dropped drastically internationally. What we are planning on doing is to adapt to this new reality and the new level of activity of the company. At Eternit, this profitability will arise from an adjustment in our fixed costs. Additionally, at Eternit in the Amazon region, we have a plant that is ready in terms of technical quality and availability. We're planning on enhancing its occupation. This will be done as the local market migrates from mineral fibers to synthetic fibers, but we're also seeking other applications besides fiber cement to consume the production from the Manaus plant. In terms of our strategy for mining, we're going to make an adjustment in structure, reduce our fixed costs, seek new customers in countries where this raw material is used broadly and authorized. There has been no question on Tegula. This is a tile of greater added value, and recently we have concentrated the production at the Atibaia plant. This has enabled us to attain better cost levels compared to what we had 3 months ago, and it should enable us to seek new volumes, enhance our productivity levels, and consequently profitability levels. In a very general fashion, what we're doing, and I wouldn't call this a turnaround, we don't have that type of level of loss to justify this expression. But what we do want to do is resume our profitability, go back to our historical profitability levels. And this will happen through new markets, new customers, and through a cost reduction. I sincerely hope that this, along with what we observe in the newspapers, that the crisis seems to be coming to an end and that the economy is slowly resuming its levels. We have had a reduction in interest rates and the opening of new positions in the labor market. This scenario, jointly with the changes that we are fostering in the company, should enable us to attain better results in the coming months. These are my closing remarks. Once again, thank you very much for your participation, and we will meet again at the next call. Thank you very much. The conference call for Eternit S.A. is concluded. We would like to thank all of you for your participation. Have a good day. Thank you.